Mona, you're the second ever swimmer from Ireland to be in an Olympic final. First in 25 years. Just give me a sense of how that's feeling.
It's amazing to, like, when you think about it like that and you hear, you know, those words, like, in 25 years, there hasn't been anyone else that's done this. Like, I think it, like, puts it into perspective, because for me, like, racing and it's just another final. But it really is a lot more than that, and it's really nice to hear that. And it just, yeah, it makes me feel so proud that I made it there.
Amazing. And you're also, I'm told, the first, one of the first Olympians from Sligo since 2004. So what is the home support been like for you this week?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, you have people that I probably kind of forgot we'd ever had a relationship or ever even met them, and they're texting me and wishing me good luck, and then, you know, even the people I don't know, and, you know, to see all the people that are even staying awake at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch me race, it kind of just shows that there really is a huge support behind me and they really do care, and that's amazing. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all of them for that, because it really does mean the world. It's only one person, but every single person that does that is just an extra person that, you know, supports me, and it's really nice.
And the race itself, like, was there a bit of nerves there at the start, a little bit outside the times that you had done, but, like, what was the feeling for you in the race?
In the race, it was kind of hard to tell. I was kind of just trying to go for it. It definitely felt like a good race, and, you know, anything sub 107 is a good race in my mind. So I'm happy with the race. Of course, it wasn't a PB and, you know, the slowest of the three rounds, but I think that comes as well from, there was a sense of relief making it to the final, and I was kind of just excited to go out there and race, you know, and see what would happen. The worst that could happen is I come eighth at the Olympics, and that's what happened, and, you know, honestly, that's not a bad result for my first event.
Definitely, definitely not your first outing. And in saying that, you do move on to the 200 metre breaststroke tomorrow. So what's the sort of, is there any change in mindset for that?
I'm kind of just excited to lash it out, I guess. You know, originally it was an extra event, and I think it meant a lot more to me before I'd made the semis and finals, because, you know, if I just swam the 100 breaststroke heats, it would have been nice to do, and it's still really nice to do it, but I think I'm just going to go out there and enjoy it, and, you know, it's not my main event, so I think there is a bit more relaxation, I guess, so I'm just going to see what happens.
Well done. Well, Ireland is proud of you today, so be proud of yourself.
Thank you.